Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Bridget Carey joins us right now. Bridget is the senior editor over at CNET. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hey, it's going to be a busy Google day.
All right. They're having this huge conference in California. What do we need to know about this Google conference?
Well, they do this every year. They invite all the developers to see, here's what's hot, and consumers get to see, all right, what's coming up next. It's typically a big time to learn about what's coming new in the Android operating system, along with some new hardware. So expect to hear more about what the next Android P, it's called P, they usually give it a name, it's probably called Popsicle. They always give it a candy or, you know, sweet treat name.
Yeah.
But for you and me, what that means is expect to hear more about what it can do. Like, apparently, I've been reading that they're going to get rid of a lot of the navigation you might be used to and changing it up so that there's only one bottom button, I should say. And if you want to have shortcuts to jump to things, you might be swiping in different ways or pulling down from the top or pulling up from the bottom. So they're kind of trying to streamline the design of it and probably putting a big focus on something called Google Lens. Google Lens is the ability to point your phone at, let's say, text in another language, and it can instantly translate, point it at an object like the Empire State Building, and it can tell you about the Empire State Building. And I think they need to show more reasons why to care about all their assistant stuff and ways to make your life faster and easier. So, but I think there's a little bit more, too, that we're all kind of curious about in terms of hardware. I think AR and VR, virtual reality, that's going to be another big focus. All the tech companies are crazy about these things lately. So, you know, are we going to see a new type of headset? And what is, you know, AR going to do on your phone in the future? These are the questions they're going to answer.
I love all things Google. I really do. That's been my search engine forever. I use Google Maps instead of Apple Maps because I think it's Apple Maps has sent me like in a big circle three times on occasion. I think Google is a good thing. How's the Google phone doing? The Pixel.
We might see a brand new model of that today. It's actually been a pretty hot seller and has been really well received.
Is it getting close to an iPhone, an Apple iPhone?
Yes. In fact, it's getting some better reviews than the Samsung Android phones. So it's way up there, especially with the camera. Everyone's focused on the camera, right? Because all the apps are the same no matter where you go, but it's about the camera. So Google's got some interesting questions to answer, too, this time around. There's been rumors about, are they going to have a new music strategy? I think the thing about Google is that they spread out a lot of apps in redundancy. You know, like there's a YouTube way to listen to music, but there's also a Google music streaming service. And are they going to blend this together somehow? And then there's messaging apps. I don't know if you follow this stuff, but Google has way too many ways to send a text message, and consumers don't really care. They just get on their phone and type a text message out. So there's been talk that maybe Google wants to find a better streamlined way around that. Since, you know, if you have an iPhone, you just simply open up your text and you chat, and it doesn't really matter to you what phone the other person has or what service they use, and you can send some cool effects like FaceTime, maybe from Apple to Apple, or like fun emojis from Apple to Apple. So will Google have something that will entice you that, oh, I have to have an Android phone because that's the way I can message my funny, you know, animation to someone else? And for years, every time they have this event, they're always trying to find a solution to television. They've had some weird hardware that failed, ways to stream on your Android phone, ways to stream on your television. The only thing that survived was something called the Chromecast, the streamer device. Maybe they'll, you know, beef that up a bit. So as a reporter, I look at what they try to keep doing, but they haven't really solved yet. And those are the three kind of areas I'm still looking to see them have answers for.
I'm looking on my computer right now, and I look at a little thing in the upper right-hand corner of my Google search bar, and it says Google Plus. And I remember when Google Plus was supposed to be blowing Facebook out of the water. Does anyone use it anymore, or has it gone to the land of MySpace?
It exists. There are people in niche communities, tech heads, that still use it. But no, this thing is dead. It's gone the way of MySpace. And what Google did is they kind of chopped it up, and they took the great photos technology and made it into a separate photos app. And that has seen a lot of success. So they kind of saw their strengths and admitted defeat on the social media side, but try to make it so, all right, you want to be able to organize your photos really efficiently. You want to just have us automatically tell you what's good from your whole vacation and can save you time when on lumping people together in an album. They kind of have ways of doing that through, you know, just doing searches. You can actually, if you upload your photos automatically to Google Photos, it's free.
It's free.
It's a great backup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a great backup, and you can type in any word, like cats, football, all of a sudden, like the word sports, every photo you've ever taken at any sporting arena or with the resemblance of sports, no matter how far-fetched it is, like archery and bowling was in there too, you know, like from my photos, it'll just like quickly help you search through things. So they have some great smarts in AI, and it's all about selling it to the consumer on like why we should care and have it in our phone in a different way.
Bridget, go back in time just a few minutes. You were talking about the differences between VR and AR. I know VR is virtual reality. I don't know what AR is. What is that?
Augmented.
You know, you and almost everyone else, every tech company keeps talking about AR and people are confused. AR is where you're looking at your phone screen and you have your camera turned on. So it's like a viewfinder, right?
Yeah.
And some cartoon is like floating on the table that you're taking a picture of or something. Or like if you have a Snapchat, people put masks on their faces. Like they put great fake makeup or like fake, I don't know, a hat on. And so it's like a cartoon hat floating on your head. That's augmented reality. It's tracking. It's smart enough to know that, you know, I'm going to put this object on a table virtually in front of you. You snap a photo, you send it. Oh, look, it's cute. But can they, and they've done games with that, you know, play shooting, you know, games where you're in your mom's living room and it looks like you're there. Pokemon with AR, be able to catch the Pokemon in the park. You see the park around you, but the cartoon is just sitting there. So, I think the Google's VR virtual reality, the headset, the totally encompassing, can't see anything else headset, I think that's where they're going to put more of a focus on because they care also about YouTube, right? Upload that VR content to YouTube and make it a great experience in all of our ways. So,
yeah.
Because Google's so massive, you know?
All right.
Well, I like my Google Photos. Bill, I actually wanted to tell you about that because with an iPhone, you have an iCloud account, I would imagine, and things get backed up there. And then they get backed up there, and it goes away, and no one knows how to get it. Google Photos will save all your photos for free, and if you do go over, it's such a minimal amount for a yearly fee to upgrade. That's what I did. So I'm a big fan of Google. I hope the Google's presentation goes really well today, Bridget.
You know, that Google Photos app is one of the best things that they've come up with recently, and they took the guy in charge of that and started making him try to fix messaging apps, because I told you there was like 17 Google messaging apps or so, I mean, more or less. So I'd be interested to see if they're at a place ready to talk about what they've done to make it more simple. We'll see.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much. She's Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com or on Twitter, at Bridget Carey. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Talk
Bye,
to you
Bridget. All right, we'll get a quick break in and then some news and then more show, including Jesus will be with us on today's show, Wendy.